Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
Remember, everything with Joe Biden, everything with the globalists, everything with corporate media is an inversion of truth. Those who haven't taken the vaccine are going to pay for it. Now, that's more than just a threat. It's an inversion of reality. A, it's not a vaccine. It is a experimental gene therapy that they studied previously in other trials on animals and humans in China. And it caused blood clots. It caused heart attacks. It caused the lungs to basically become bloody pulps. We have all the studies from the University of Texas, and it now turns out hundreds of others. Since the last few months, we began to show you the American Heart Association documents and UT documents and EU documents. That was back in December, just 6 months ago. Hundreds of major studies have been pointed out that were there 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, that this stuff is deadly. You could never create a coronavirus, a SARS-type vaccine because it, again, attacks the proteins in your body because the shell of the virus is made up of the same protein you have in a lot of your tissues. But that's settled science. He's saying you're going to pay if you don't take it. Oh, so I won't be able to get cheap Yankees tickets like they're saying, or I'll be segregated to the nosebleeds at a basketball game? I don't want to go to your stupid corporate garbage. The people paying are the ones that are taking these experimental shots that, again, aren't even vaccines, and who, as they get sick and as they die, aren't going to be able to get any type of medical aid for the illnesses they have. This is the biggest scandal, not just in modern history, but in world history, because we now know that they cooked it up in a lab. We now know that they purposely released it. All the evidence shows that. We now know that they knew they had to have this type of virus out there so that they could tailor a vaccine during the hysteria to counter the spike protein, which again actually causes the massive illness. That's why it's now confirmed what scientists were saying 3 or 4 months ago in England and now in the U.S. when people were taking these so-called vaccines, that the majority of people they were seeing in the hospital had been vaccinated months before with the so-called vaccine. And they were having COVID-like symptoms of their lungs being eaten or massive blood clots. So this is a huge issue, and I'm going to be covering it all in the last segment of the second hour coming up today. I'm about to shoot that special report right now. I want Shorter takes over live from the InfoWars News Center in Austin, Texas. In the last segment of this hour, I went out on the beach here on a family workcation last night, and I was mobbed by probably 60 or 70% of the people that walked by me while I was shooting reports on the beach. So then I went and tried to shoot reports just in some bushes over off the beach, away from people. And folks would hear my voice from 20, 30 yards away and come over. Firefighters from New York, folks that work at military bases here in Florida, waitresses, lawyers. One financial planner came over who was a listener but didn't want to be on record and said he's a huge supporter of what we're doing. My point is, these are people from all over the country on vacation in Florida. Some were locals, and they were all listeners and had been listening in the last few days. So it shows humanity's really, really awake and the gaslighting's not working. So what I'm going to cover last segment of the next hour is the fact that the head of the CDC just resigned right after the last head of the CDC just resigned, and we had the new head of the NIH just resign. They're all resigning, and Gates is going down. He won't go down for the deadly vaccines at this point, the deadly Frankenshots, but he's going down for Jeffrey Epstein and all the rest of it because the system knows that he has to be burned, and so does Klaus Schwab, and so do people like the governor of New York, who's now bringing in the global vaccine passports that communist China designed. Now Cuomo, we told you it was coming, is announcing you've got to have these vaccine passports to go to a ball game or go to a grocery store. They want corporations, through fascism, to intimidate people into doing it, even though most of the people getting infected already have the COVID vaccine. Most people dying are dying from the COVID vaccine, and it doesn't even protect you from future COVID. So again, people are seeing through this giant hoax. The end game was the poisonous, deadly vaccine. That was the plan. We'll go to break it up with Owen Schroyer. So everybody, you know, tune in. This is a participation sport. More liberty, more freedom. Please get in the arena. We'll be right back. Listen up, Patriots. I'm running a sale that's the biggest I've ever run on three products that are already selling out. Well, then why am I selling it then at 50% off or 60% off, depending on which sale you go with? Because I know a lot of you are on the fence, you haven't tried it, and I know you're going to get hooked once you do. So, for 1 week only, we're running 50% off on Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off on Winter Sun with D3 and K4 Immune System, and, oh my gosh, people love this so much, been sold out for months, back in limited supply, Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy is 40% off. But you can get them all three together in the Optimum Trifecta back for 60% off. We've never offered that on these products. It's basically a lost leader. I want you to get them. I want you to try them. I want you to love them. So believe me, you're going to be blown away. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this Monday through Sunday, and the deal is over. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars is live on this Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. And in many ways, the world is going completely crazy. And you're witnessing this, and you're scratching your head. Are other people not seeing what I'm seeing? Do fellow humans not want to get this ship back on the right course? Are our leaders really that corrupt? Are our politicians really that corrupt? Are the people on TV really that phony? Are the activist groups out on the streets every day really that uninformed and misinformed and brainwashed? And that's just the surface level stuff. Did they know the vaccines were going to be killing tens of thousands? That's just on the first early outset of people being vaccinated. Now you have military walking through the streets of major cities. I still don't even believe this. I'm like in my mind, like trying to convince myself this is a movie or this is parody. No, you're watching the U.S. military go through a district in Dallas, Texas, known as Deep Ellum, to distribute vaccines. Yeah, that's real. It looks like a movie. It feels like a dystopian future. No, this is happening now. My God. And the Pentagon is also announcing they're now going to be monitoring all social media activity of the military for extremist content. Now, really think about what that actually symbolizes. They've been monitoring social media content since it existed. Well, why are they announcing it? Why are they saying that they're doing it now? Everybody knows that they've been doing this. Because this is the left telling you they're making their move. They're making their totalitarian move. And if you have any activity that's against their leftist ideology, their progressive agenda, you will be removed from the military, from the U.S. government, and eventually from any job that the corporations they are allied with control. And then you bring to the angle of fascism. And I have thousands of anti-fascists burning cities, attacking people, destroying communities in the United States of America, and they won't say a word about this corporate fascism, medical tyranny. They won't say a word about the fascism of censoring free speech for a agenda, an agenda of global elites. They won't say a word about corporations merging to agree you have to be vaccinated to shop at their stores or fly on their airplanes. No. They're trying to burn buildings with police officers inside. My goodness. Then you have the fake president, the president in fief, Joe Biden. He's fumbling and bumbling his words. And, you know, I made a joke. They act like Joe Biden goes golfing. I said, there's no way Joe Biden can golf. He can barely walk on his own 2 feet. Well, so they had a film crew set up of Joe Biden hitting a golf ball so they could say, hey, look, see, Joe Biden plays golf. And it went horribly wrong. So we'll be getting to that as well. We also have news coming out of multiple states when it comes to the 2020 vote audit. A lot of news coming out of Maricopa County, Arizona. That is like a bubbling cauldron of corruption right now that they're trying to cover up the election theft there. And then there's some developments in New Hampshire, and we're getting a more clear image of what happened in Georgia as well. And, of course, there's more vaccine news, extreme side effects, people dying, tens of thousands in Sweden. They didn't have any COVID, but, boy, those vaccines are really hurting them. So that's nice. And then you have another study, as if you haven't seen enough. You have another study that has just been published that once again shows that Democrats or self-identifying Democrats and or liberals, leftist progressives have no idea any of the data, any of the statistics, any of the science, any of the facts when they are put into a study where they have to answer questions and they just get every single one wrong. And so it's just yet another one. So it's this combination of all of these different studies. Leftists are more likely to steal, less likely to give to charity. All the studies using data, leftists are incredibly inaccurate when they respond to these polls. And then you also had another poll came out that self-identifying liberals, 38% said they had been diagnosed with a mental disorder. But remember, Joe Biden said it's Neanderthal thinking to open Texas back up. We've had no COVID deaths since. And that Neanderthal can't figure out how to say AstraZeneca. You'll find out what he said later today. And, of course, thank God for some of the senators that are willing to stand up against these vaccines, like Texas Senator Bob Hall, who said the American people are now being treated like guinea pigs. So that's going on. Meanwhile, more pastors are being arrested in Canada for daring to open their church for worship. Oh, yes. And the Chinese military and the Wuhan lab and Fauci are doing everything they can right now to erase the record of that trilogy of corruption. So there's also developments there. Oh. We also have what's happening in Israel. I mean, this is just not good for anybody at this point. And it looks like it's not going to be a ceasefire anytime soon. And Israel seems to really like that. They really seem to be enjoying the people there on the Gaza Strip getting bombed all the time. They really enjoy that. A little bit too much, actually. It's a little cringy. Doesn't really help them. But, you know, then you've got the... There's a serious problem in the Democrat Party right now because some of the Democrat Party is on the kill all Jews side. So, I mean, that's a wild one. You've got members of the Democrat Party that are now on the kill all Jews side of history. That's incredible. The same people pointing their finger in every different direction that they saw a red hat saying Hitler Nazi are now on the side of history of kill all the Jews. And yet Biden is okaying Israel to bomb the bejeebies out of really whoever he wants, but the Gaza Strip, buildings, housing, Hamas or journalists. And then you have the AP covering up Hamas, working with Hamas. I mean, this is crazy. This is wild stuff happening. And this is in your backyard now. You've got Palestinians and Jews fighting in the streets of New York, and you're just like, what the hell? I'm trying to get a latte here. And then you have CNN host saying, well, what is Israel supposed to do? Because they have guests coming on, you know, saying, Heil Hitler, kill all these Jews! And, seeing some of the people in CNN are like, whoa, hey! No, literally, CNN had to fire a contributor who praised Hitler. So this is a wild one. We're consistently America first here. Are we a week removed from them shutting down our gas pipelines? We're only a week removed from that. That's like ancient history now. They intentionally shut off our gas pipelines and then blamed Russia. And then the governor of Michigan, Whitmer, came out and said, we're going to shut down our pipeline too. Well, now there's more dirt coming out against her. But now the Colonial Pipeline shippers say their communications system is down. And all that news I'm going to get to, I didn't even mention the most disgusting thing. I have the most disgusting thing in front of me. You think you're in a dystopian future.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Gentlemen, I'm sorry here. I'm late getting back to the desk because I was thirsty there. And so unintentional plug here, but we might as well mention our newest product here. We're very excited about it. I love it. The crew loves it. Fizzy Magnesium Drink Mix, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. The latest from the InfoWars Life product line. And I really enjoy the drink. And, of course, it's healthy. Magnesium has so many different health benefits, so I was just running around in the break and then made myself a glass of fizzy magnesium here, so I'm a little late getting back, but figured I might as well let you know about fizzy magnesium. Look at that. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? All mine. None for the crew. Actually, I'm kidding, guys. You can have some. It's a pretty big canister. I think they have their own back there. So that's one of the new staples here at InfoWars is fizzy magnesium drink mix. I'm a big fan. And I know you'll enjoy it, too. And it is currently on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. And I believe we bring that to you at a discounted rate of $19.95. That's 33% off out of the gates. Got to love that at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Now, okay, deep breath. Time to get focused here and pile drive into this news very distinctly and just not get too distracted with all the different crossing lines here. But Biden is completely losing his mind. And so I've got these clips here, but you have Biden, he can't say AstraZeneca today. In his speech yesterday, he says AstraZeneca. He fumbles around. He says, we need to put a million shots in the arms of my first 100 days. Oh, boy. But, you know, here's a clip of Biden actually getting it right. Here's a clip of Biden actually thinking clearly and standing on his own two feet. So here is Biden. He's asked about George Floyd and Martin Luther King, and he makes a statement here that should live in infamy forever.
But even Dr. King's assassination did not have the worldwide impact that George Floyd's death did.
Oh. Or with George Floyd was more influential and a better leader than Martin Luther King time in history now. That's what time it's... that's the timeline we're in. Okay, I get it. So we're in the timeline of half progressive liberal Democrats are with the kill all Jews crowd. And then the other half, the Biden half, that's not what the kill all Jews have, Jews crowd, but they have the right to defend themselves crowd. But he's of the crowd that George Floyd is a better man than Martin Luther King. Okay, now I know where we're at. Wow. Now look, I'm pretty sure that's an older clip that for whatever reason is just now going viral. So the crew had it on my list today. But we were joking around in the break just how ridiculous that is. Like, oh yeah, hey. I think everyone agrees, right? I mean, George Floyd, we should have George Floyd Day. And, you know, George Floyd's family should be influential forever and the name should live. George Floyd, the career criminal who sadly died during a police confrontation from a drug overdose and his health problems that he had from years of abusing his body. Now imagine. It's like, I almost don't even want to say it, quite frankly, but if you went out and you started asking people, do you think George Floyd's death was more influential and more powerful than Martin Luther King's death? They would look at you like you had 10 eyes on your forehead. But Joe Biden just says it, and he's in the White House. Now, they have been saying, because I guess, I don't know what it is, maybe it's to prove that Biden is not a decrepit old husk. They've been talking about how he goes golfing. And so they staged a photo shoot about a month ago of Biden wearing like 30-year-old golf shoes. In fact, most golf courses probably don't even allow those shoes on the course anymore. I'm not even kidding. They're probably illegal, those spikes. And so he's wearing these old golf shoes. They don't have a blade of grass on them. So it's obviously just a fake photo shoot. And so they got caught doing that. And so a month later, they finally got Biden to, they drag him out of bed, you know, and put him on the golf course. This time they wanted to do a video shoot for Biden. And so the photo shoot was a terrible failure. They got caught faking it. And so they had to prove to you, nope, we promised Biden can play golf. I don't believe he could play golf. Definitely not 18 holes, let alone one. So they said, let's have a video shoot now so we can show Biden playing golf. And ladies and gentlemen, here's how it went. Lines up off the green, about 13 yards down. And, did anyone see where that went?
It went behind him.
It went behind him. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a physically impossible shot. I'm almost impressed. Look. Okay, I was going to say, there's no way. So he duffs it off the rocks here? Is that the story they're going with? What? Okay, let's get serious, though. The guy that can't talk can't play golf. We should not be so surprised. The guy that can't talk can't play golf. It reminds me, though, of Anthony Fauci's first pitch. I know we have that, just if you guys just want to, just in case, you know, just to remind you, these are the people that lead us. They can't talk. They can't play golf. They can't even throw a simple baseball 60 feet, 6 inches. And there he goes. That's what we call a wild pitch, ladies and gentlemen, a wild pitch. Though knowing how Fauci cooks the books, they'll probably call that a pass ball is probably what they'll do there. Or maybe a strikeout for Fauci. These are your leaders, ladies and gentlemen. These are the leaders of the free world, we are told. By the way, a lot of these leaders are really getting caught with their pants down right now, including Gretchen Whitmer. This is a bad one for her. Now, it won't matter because the media is going to cover for her as they always do, but InfoWars still exists and others still exist. The Gateway Pundit still exists. FAA launches investigation after determining company used to fly Governor Whitmer to Florida was not authorized to operate charter flights. I wonder how that happened then. Now remember, Whitmer lied about this. Then it came out she was actually using taxpayer dollars for this. Now it comes out, was she influencing this company to make an illegal flight? How could this be? Certainly she understands the amount of climate change she just caused. Certainly. She understands that she just caused the planet Earth to have 3 less sunrises and sunsets because of this illegal charter flight. Unbelievable. And this is honestly the least of her crimes committed in Michigan. How about all the people that died of COVID because she made hydroxychloroquine illegal? How about all of the businesses that have gone under and the economic stress and distress and just catastrophe because of her lockdowns and fear-mongering from COVID? Hey, but she's been able to go out on boats, even though she said going out on a boat was illegal, you couldn't do it for COVID. She did it, and then she flew illegally, and she put COVID in the nursing homes. A lot of people died. Yeah, that's a Democrat, Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer?
Warning, warning, warning. The globalists have launched a massive counteroffensive against populist forces worldwide. They are censoring, they are attacking, they are arresting patriots all over the world. Churches in Europe, Australia, the UK and Canada, and even California and New York are being SWAT teamed and closed because they're non-essential. The tyranny is incredible. But in areas like Texas and South Dakota and Florida, where we have a history of more liberty,
All the lockdowns are over, ladies and gentlemen. This is martial law. This has all been a massive martial law drill. And now it's more important than ever to spread the word about InfoWars and to support InfoWars. We have three of our best-selling products selling out, but despite that, they're all massively discounted. Turbo Force, it's 40% off. We've got Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, and Winter Sun for your immune system. It's 50% off as well. Best deal ever. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the InfoWar.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And sitting in for Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer today. We will be hearing from Alex in the next segment, and then he has a special report that he's filing right now that we will air coming up later as well. Let's get into some of this COVID news and the dichotomy of where you have conservative thought leaders or Republicans versus, if there are liberal thought leaders, I guess that's kind of a anomaly. Liberals can't think, but, you know, just go with it for now. Just the dichotomy of where you stand on the mask and the vaccine and COVID and everything. Now, remember, you had all of the left, including Beto O'Rourke, the beady-eyed Beto, beady-eyed O, saying, oh, wow, this is going to get Texans killed, this removing the mask mandate and opening Texas. Abbott's going to kill people. That's always what they want to say. And you had Biden come out, and he said it was Neanderthal thinking. You know, freedom is Neanderthal thinking. That's really what they want you to understand. Freedom is Neanderthal thinking. Like, Prince Harry comes over here, former Prince Harry, whatever he is now. Cuck Harry comes over here. Prince Cuck comes over here, and he says, I find the First Amendment to be, what did he say, bogus? Or what was the word he says? He said about the First Amendment, it was a bogus. Bonkers. It's bonkers. The First Amendment is bonkers. Yeah, hey, I got news for you, cuck boy. Our ancestors whooped the hell out of your great-great-great-great-grandfathers. And we said, get the hell out of here so we could have that bonkers First Amendment. You're bonkers. But here's my point is they want you to think that freedom is Neanderthal thinking. Like, having free speech, that's Neanderthal thinking. Ho, ho, ho. I'm Prince Harry. Ho, ho, ho. Am I a real prince? Probably not. And everybody knows it. I don't want to go off into that. So, oh, it's Neanderthal thinking. Oh, but now, as Greg Abbott finds out that we've had zero COVID deaths since we got rid of the mask mandate, which was fake, illegal anyway, he now says Texas will opt out of further federal unemployment benefits tied to the COVID-19 pandemic. There are nearly 60% more jobs open in Texas today than there were in February 2020, making these unemployment benefits no longer necessary. So just like they did in Florida. So Florida is now leading the way. Abbott is kind of following along in Florida's footsteps, testing the water first. DeSantis just does triple backflips, leaps in, gets 10 out of 10 scores. And then Abbott is like, I'll test the water. We'll see. But then, okay, he comes along. You can't, I've said this, you can't drive a mile in Austin right now without seeing three help wanted signs. And most of them are saying starting $15, $20 an hour. So we don't need any more of this. But, of course, the Biden administration is saying they'll give you $3,600 a year per child in stimulus money. Story is at National File. Trust the science. MIT study confirms anti-maskers understand better data better than their opponents. So I don't want to go too far off on this because I got to get to these other news stories. But folks, I've covered all of these different studies that take people that self-identify as Democrat or liberal versus people that self-identify as conservative or Republican. And every time the Democrat liberals, their view of reality is completely off base, completely skewed. And so whether it's mask data, whether it's criminal statistics, whether it's how taxes work, it doesn't matter. They are wrong on all fronts. And so this is just another study proving it. And again, just to put the cherry on top of this cake of nonsense that the left is claiming is their intelligence. They also, in a recent study, 38% of self-identifying liberals say they've been diagnosed with a mental disorder. Well, I would say as soon as you're considered a liberal, you've been diagnosed with a mental disorder. But I digress. Texas state senator on COVID vaccines. The American people are now the guinea pigs. Let's go to Bob Hall telling it like it is.
Hospital visits.
And have you seen any other vaccine that was put out for the public that skipped the animal test?
Never before. Skipped. Especially for children.
And as I've read, they actually started the animal test, and because the animals were dying, they stopped the test.
Correct.
Folks, I think that's important to understand there, that what we're talking about is the American people are now the guinea pigs. This is the test program that's going on. They didn't do the human testing, and they stopped the animal test because the animals were dying. And then they turned it out for the public. And we are now looking at businesses that want to mandate that this experimental vaccine be given to people as a condition of their employment. And yet we have this death count that continues to rise and be totally ignored.
I mean, how do you even... It's stunning. It's shocking. It's horrifying. But it's true. We're being treated like guinea pigs. Texas State Senator Bob Hall tells it like it is. But how many people knew that? How many people in that Senate committee hearing knew that on state affairs? Were they stunned by that? Do they care? And again, I have thousands, tens of thousands even. They have group meetings. They have whole things. They get funded. Anti-fascists that won't even call that out. How is that not fascism? The vaccine manufacturers making tens of billions of dollars. They're allied with corporate media, pushes the pandemic, pushes the vaccine. They fund politicians, push the vaccine. And then the same corporate media takes money and advertising dollars from all these other corporations that employ millions of people. And then they push the vaccine too. And then you can't go to work unless you've taken the vaccine. And then you find out the vaccine has never even gotten an FDA approval. It's not even actually a vaccine by definition. When they did the animal testing on it, the animals died, so they stopped it and then said they were going to give it to you. And at a certain level, you almost just get so numb to this because it's like, I mean, what do you do? I mean, what is even the analogy? It's like if you have a friend who's tried to overdose on drugs 10 times and slit his wrist or something, and, you know, he just continually tries to kill himself. It's just like, I mean, what are you going to do? Hey, look, you want to take this deadly vaccine? You want to be a human guinea pig? You want to celebrate being a slave? You want to celebrate living in a cage? You want to celebrate being treated like a rodent? What am I can't help you. You're something else entirely. You and I have nothing in common. And that's sad. But here's the other side. Here's PBS reporter Yamiche Alcindor. Yeah, she's one of the worst. Here she is. She's begging for more slavery. She's begging for more tyranny.
So that more lives can be saved.
Can I ask you, I want to also switch to COVID.
Well, you're saving lives.
The largest national nurses union is saying that the CDC guidelines on masks is putting frontline workers, and especially people of color, at risk, and that they're calling for the CDC to reverse that. What's the White House stance on that union in particular, saying that their members and people of color are at risk?
Well, I would say we don't have any particular response directly to the union. I will say that, again, the objective of the CDC.
So it's racist. See, we need masks. It's the disease is racist. I mean, these people see racism when they open the toilet bowl in the morning. These people see racism. I mean, they look at a cloud in the sky. They look at a frog jumping. I mean, everything is racist to them. That's their entire economy is racism, and how much racism they can. Or pity for racism. Or, I mean, it's just ridiculous. So you have the left begging for vaccines, begging for corporate mandates, begging for vaccine passports to be free again. That's the left wanting you to wear a muzzle. And then you have the right. We don't want to wear muzzles. We don't want to take a human experimental DNA modification.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896.
800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
News today.
If the unvaccinated get vaccinated, they will protect themselves and other unvaccinated people around them. If they do not, states with low vaccination rates may see those rates go up, may see this progress reversed. Ultimately, those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
I've not taken a vacation in 20 plus years where I actually ever take off. And I promised my wife and children that I was going to do it. But the news breaking today is so incredibly important that I'm here at the beach and what's left of America, and I've got to go on air and lay out and break down what's unfolding. You see, the IMF and the World Bank and the private central banks that basically own and control the planet want a world ID system. And the man they hired to basically set it up is named Klaus Schwab. He ran the whole UN sustainability program. Now he heads up the Davos Group. They came out 5 years ago and called for a great reset to cut global carbon, but also to create a world ID for every citizen. And Klaus Schwab said they would use the fear of a virus to bring in this world ID, this world medical system, which will form the basis, again, of the world ID. He even told French television 5 years ago that once they put this in place, they're going to start implanting microchips under everyone's skin to track and trace and control us. Well, Biden came out a few days ago and said, okay, you don't have to wear the mask anymore if you're vaccinated. But we knew it was coming next. Cuomo, governor of New York, came out and said, you need to be vaccinated, you need to show proof to get on trains, to get on buses, and of course later to get on airplanes is their plan. So first is you got to wear the mask because you're dirty and you're bad. Now the mask can go away. We predicted this a year ago. But you have to have the vaccine. And we're going to play a clip of Cuomo here in a moment, but notice he's very slick about this. He explains, oh, if the business would like to, they should ask you to do this. So they want to get the program going in these blue cities, in these authoritarian regions, and see if people will willingly waive their rights to be the starter group to get all the corporate minions and enforcers at the sports stadiums, at the malls, at the grocery stores, accustomed to demanding these QR codes that Xi Jinping's called for that then tie to your medical records. This violates your HIPAA rights. It's so incredibly dangerous. And it's not like it's speculation that this is going to be abused. It's not like I'm just saying that that's the case. Out of the gates, they're saying this is a world ID. So the UK is calling for it. Other authoritarians like Cuomo are calling for it. And in fact, they're actually implementing it now. And it's all being done color of law. It's all extremely, extremely, on a scale of 1 to 10, a 10 and a half. Or in Spinal Tap lingo, an 11 on the tyranny Richter scale.
When you got vaccinated, you got a card. You could also have the Empire Pass, which is on your smartphone. But on a vaccinated venue, you will be asked or can be asked to produce that card and proof of vaccination. So it can be the Excelsior Pass or the card. But you have to show that when you enter the venue. Or if you're asked, you have to present that.
There's a QR code on it that you'll be able to use to present as proof of your vaccination. And thousands of people have used the Excelsior Pass and or shown proof of vaccination so far. So this is not something that's new. What's new would be that it's 100% of all people in those places, and you have to be 100% vaccinated.
You guys aren't waiting for us, are you?
Dude,
oh my God!
Your shirt is red.
It was amazing.
Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it just ripped earlier, so I ripped this off. Good to see you.
I heard it,
and I was like, how you doing, man?
Hell yeah. I heard that voice. I was like, I know that voice.
What do you guys think of Fauci and all the trouble he's getting in?
Oh, my God,
the
man.
Lab.
I mean, that is just a...
they talk about it at work every day. It's something that we go over. That's like our morning meeting is talk about all the crap that's...
Well, exactly. Well, now they're going to try to make you have a medical ID to prove you have one of these vaccines. But half of the CDC and NIH won't even take the vaccine. So,
check this out. I know a lot of medical professionals that won't take it. But it's optional for them right now.
That's why we've got to say we're not doing it.
We've got to say optional.
Hey, check this out. So,
yeah.
I work on a military base, and I got an email today that says if you're vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you're not vaccinated, you still got to wear a mask.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. They were always planning to say, wear the mask like you're bad. Then they want to use that as a way to identify who's vaccinated and not, and try to create a world ID.
Exactly.
So bigger than the vaccine, the mask leads to the vaccine, leads to the world ID.
Yep.
And so that's the big thing they're pushing for. And then once the big corporations have that, it's total control.
What do you do after that, man?
I would show them, baby.
How's it going, brother? Say no to the mask, man, and say no to the medical ID.
And they even did that. I got a school email about him saying, as parents, if we're vaccinated, then we don't have to wear masks and everything.
Yeah, it's all intimidation. Like, you're dirty, you're bad. If you don't have the vaccine, you better still wear your mask. It's all a lie. The mask gives you bacterial pneumonia. They never protect anybody.
Yeah.
So, well, stand up and speak out about it, because the plan is to incrementally force us to take vaccines, which are experimental.
That's the thing. You can look it up, and it's experimental medicine is all it is.
Well, I was watching that deal the other day where I think it was you. It was showing that there's nothing on the information sheet.
Absolutely.
That's like they're using us as lab rats.
Absolutely.
That's all you are is a lab rat.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because they say they didn't study this on lab rats, but they did under other vaccine names in 2012 at UT, and it caused blood clots and heart attacks in most of the rats. So they said never make a vaccine. So that's why this time they skipped animal trials with a new vaccine, but it's still basically the same vaccine that makes your body attack its own proteins.
Yeah.
That's why
women
are having all these problems, men are having problems.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, God bless you guys.
Yes.
Hey,
I'm out, buddy. Can I please get a picture
with you? Let's do it, brother.
Thank you so much.
So this is a premeditated formulae. First, you've got to wear the mask. You got to stay in your house. You're bad. Martial law is okay. You're not essential. Small businesses are shut down. Churches are shut down, but Walmart and Target are open. And then it's, you can take the mask off, but now we need everybody to find out if you've been vaccinated and intimidate you and bully you into having the vaccine. Oh, but then that vaccine's not going to be enough. They're going to want more and more and more. And again, they're not even vaccines. They're totally experimental. And all you needed was vitamins and minerals and sunshine. And so the good news is, while we're out here shooting this in Florida, this last 5 minutes, We had group after group after group come by. Everybody was a listener and understood what was going on. And so, again, that shows the mass awakening's happening. So they were all saying, Alex, we need you. Keep it up. No, I need all of you watching and listening to take this video and share it on your email, share it on your text message. It's harder for them to censor there, then on Facebook, then on Twitter, then on YouTube. And realize this is a diabolical plan to bring in a world government under the UN, under the WHO. So listen again to the words very carefully of the governor. More than half the deaths in the state were sending sick people with flu, pneumonia, and COVID into nursing homes, knowing it would kill them. And then $53,000 per person if they intubated them, even though scientists up front said that will kill people when they have this COVID to put them on a ventilator.
When you got vaccinated, you got a card. You could also have the Empire Pass, which is on your smartphone. But on a vaccinated venue, you will be asked or can be asked to produce that card and proof of vaccination. So it can be the Excelsior Pass or the card, but you have to show that when you enter the venue. Or if you're asked, you have to present that.
There's a QR code on it that you'll be able to use to present as proof of your vaccination.
So this has been a very systematic, diabolical plan. Remember, the third world's still locked down, starving to death. And the UN's going to use that collapse to ship them all here. So that's part of that replacement migration. But we're being taught in the West that we're not essential as well and being collapsed in the third world status. This is all a systematic plan. So Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all of them need to be criminally investigated, as Senator Rand Paul has said, and need to be tried and then sent to prison. Because they cooked this thing up. They created the gain of function. They did it all at the Wuhan lab as scientists that we had on 16 months ago on air told you, because this was all a major controversy in 2015 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina, when they did 11 total programs and moved into Wuhan, all run by Bill Gates and Fauci. So Fauci had to be the controller of this so he could get away with it when they released it to cause a collapse, a shutdown in the economy, and to remove President Trump from office. The only problem is President Trump believed it was a regular vaccine, wanted to get the economy going. He didn't want them holding the economy hostage, so he said accelerate the vaccine, and that gave them liability protection. Now they can get away with it. So Trump needs to really understand that the public is turning against this. Most people are refusing to take it, and that half the doctors at the NIH and CDC have refused as well. And that's really the big news everybody needs to know. And while I've been here in Florida just a few days, I have run into dozens of people that have said, my mom, my dad died of it. My brother's dying. The lady at my church is dying, totally healthy after she took the vaccine. My son had convulsions. My doctor got paralyzed. I mean, this is really going on, and big tech's trying to censor and control that. But what we do know is they want a world ID based on a medical system for a global social credit score to track and trace every facet of your life. They're now doing it. It's antithetical to a free society. So everybody has to say no and has to resist and has to call again for the indictment, which is being sought after right now, of tyrants like Governor Cuomo. Again, we'll be covering all this at band.video and infowars.com. If you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.